Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
How many of you are ready to say goodbye 2020? They say hindsight is 2020. And we can see clearly now, right? We can see clearly now as we look back over 2020. How many of you were anticipating 2020 to unfold like that? Not in a million years, since we're on the idea of million. If we're going to be exaggerating, and she can say a million times she's read the scripture, I can say never in a million years. I can get away with that theme today. And as we are here on the last Sunday of 2020 going into 2021, we can look back. I think it's an appropriate way to 2020. Some of you just want to wash your hands of it and let it go. But I want to tell you something. God was doing powerful things in the lives of people in 2020. He had not abandoned us and had not forsaken us. Something I'd like to say for us as a church, kind of representing us as a church, is that back in February of 2020, January 2020 and February 2020, before we knew how that was going to unfold, right at just the perfect time, we closed a house deal where somebody had given us a house. And it waited for years and years for that to all kind of unwind. And believe me, I walked the floor and prayed over that bad boy. But at just the appropriate time in 2020, just before Valentine's Day, in fact, it was Valentine's week, I think, Barry and I, your trustee serving on an official board, went over and closed the deal. And we paid off all of our debt and put money in the bank. And so the Lord knew what 2020 was going to be for Vision Church, and He made provision for us to go right through the year. And I've just been in awe many times walking around in here and offering a thanksgiving to the Lord. And one of those thanksgivings, some of that frankincense that I lit and let fly up to the nostrils of heaven was the idea. That's kind of an interesting imagery. How about that? Some of that incense I lit and let waft into the ether of the heavenlies, a pleasant aroma before God, was to say, Lord, thank you. 2020 was going to be such a challenge, and you made such a great provision for Vision Church to go through there, to have the money to buy the video equipment and other things and technologies, to go online and do everything. And the Lord has enabled us to have situate just the right people and the right amount of money in the right places so that we could go through into 2020 and do it to His glory and His honor and His praise. Why don't you lift Him a thanks offering right now? Just applaud the Lord. So it is a good thing to look back, and this will require the person and work of the Holy Spirit in your life, I guarantee you, to look back through the lenses of thanksgiving into 2020 and the things that the Lord has done. And the Holy Spirit can help you to see what the Lord has done, that in everything we can give Him thanks. Not necessarily for everything. I'm not thanking Him for 2020, but I am thanking Him in 2020 as I look back. And so it's appropriate to deal with 2020 in the best of a spirit. Now, when I mentioned that we've talked about the spirit of Christmas, and I preached to you three messages talking through the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, and these offerings that we can be wise people and bring and offer to Jesus, as we look forward to 2021, and some of us are having a difficulty even looking forward, it's kind of like, can we just hang out in the middle? Can we just park on midnight and not make it out or in? We're not quite sure what's going to happen at this boundary. This is a year that I just encourage you to focus like never before upon your spirit. God has made us spirit, soul, and body. And we have been a people in America like no other place on the earth that's very fascinated with the physical and with the body. Materialist humanism tends to be running and ruling our country. And as we look back to 2020, we've realized how many things that we have been physically connected to, physically involved with, and have dealt with on a surface level way out here in our physical reality. And God has made us spirit, soul, and body, so we are spirit, soul, and body. Maybe turn to your neighbor and say, I am spirit, I am soul, I am body. We tend to be very soulish people, and we deal with our emotions. That's our mind, our will, and our emotions. How we can steal our resolve, and very often we look to a year thinking, what can I make a resolution towards? And that resolutions are wonderful because we can get our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions into alignment. But there's something even more critical that we can dig into this morning as we look towards 2021, and that is our spirit. This is the fundamental, foundational, innermost core of every human being walking the face of the earth, and that is the aspect of our spirit, our spiritual life. There are some that believe that people are spiritually dead. They become born again, then they have a spirit, but that's not how it plays out. Everyone is spirit, soul, and body. The question is, are they going to be born again in their spirit, have their soul transformed, have their body resurrected so that they might live forever in a glorified physical state, in a physical place with God who reveals himself in the physical world? I've read my Bible. That's how it ends up. Those of you that are truth seekers, you can see that in the book of Revelation being played out. It's God coming and tabernacling with men on a new earth. Think about that. That'll help you as you go into 2021. But it all starts, the foundational work, the core of a human being is in their spirit. So as we look at a happy new year, here's three things we can do to make this the best kind of a new year. And that is we're going to focus like a laser beam upon our spirit. Okay? I just encourage you as you go into 2021, that three things, and that these would be focused upon, if you'd like to insert between three and things, the word spiritual, or three things about my spirit, or three things I'm going to have done in my spirit. This is a spiritual thing. Now, we'll talk about the fruit of the Spirit, and we find the first three are love, joy, peace. And this is getting things right and setting things right in the foundation of a person. That's why we say no Jesus, no peace. N-O Jesus, N-O peace. No Jesus, K-N-O-W. Jesus, K-N-O-W, peace. He said, my peace I give to you. And where does this happen? This is not something you can gin up, think up, and work out in your soul. It's not something you can have a resolution towards and say, in 2021, I'm going to do this, and this. You have to go deeper than that. It goes back into the spirit in that which is imparted, graced, and given into our life. A spiritual gift, an impartation, a transformation that happens, first of all, in our spirit. So let's make 2021 a year about our spirit. Three spiritual things, or three things that we can do. Now, I'm just going to take one passage, three things, and we're going to do it all in one message. We're not going to take it out into three. How do you like that? As we finish out the year, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. How do you like this? 13 verse 13. Somebody says, 13's unlucky. Oh, no. Yeah, the 13th chapter, the 13th verse. 1 Corinthians is not the 13th book of the New Testament, though. I just off the hand, I just know it isn't. And now these three remain. Remain. This means that they're there, they're fast, they stand fast, they're sure, they're immutable, unchangeable, unshakable. These are the things that can serve in the foundation because they do not change. These are spiritual attributes and things that happen in your spirit because they come from God who is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So think in the terms of these things being immutable and unchangeable, but things that do not originate within us, but things which are graced or given into us, imparted into our spirit because they're a gift from God. Now, we were talking about three gifts that we bring to him. And so we can think here after Christmas, even think of it in terms of three things that he gives to us. And by the way, in order to receive a gift, you must receive it. You must be open to it. You must be amenable to it. And he has it to offer. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. So we're going to build towards the crescendo of love or agape, but we're going to start with the fact that these remain. They're immutable, unshakable. How many of you know, looking at 2020, we need something going into 2021 that is immutable and unshakable? As we move into this area, we have to understand that there is one thing that stands pretty easily as an enemy to these three. There, something that blocks these three from being received into our spirit and then expressed through our soul and even into our body and into the environment and atmosphere in which we live, and that is fear. We could say fear, doubt, and unbelief, but those three really work together. If you get right down to the root of it, is the idea of fear. I think people have found in 2020, this idea of fear has been written over everybody's life. Everybody has to be careful. Guard your spirit going into 2021. Because once fear gets a hold, it wants to expand its hold. I have great news for you, though. Fear doesn't need to triumph. Fear doesn't need to spread and become contagious within you. But you do need to decide that going into 2021, I am not going to allow fear to rule my day. I'm not going to allow fear to penetrate my spirit. I'm not going to allow fear to find a root in me and then spread through me and then begin to paralyze everything that God wants to do in my life. Amen? Give the Lord a hand clap. But it's not enough simply to not fear. Because when an angel says, fear not, what's the alternative? Give me something to hang on to, angel. Give me something. There must be this download which comes from the unseen realm. There must be a download which comes from God, the Creator. There must be some resources that I can instead cling to if I have the option of fear or what? Well, we have this option as we go forward, fear or faith. Faith. I like that word. Let me just give you a simple command, imperative. Not a command from me, but one which I can serve as a messenger this morning and say that we can find this stated very clearly time after time after time in the Word through example, through direct quote. Have faith in God. Believe Him. Take Him at His word. You are going to hear very many reports. You're going to hear all kinds of reports and see all kinds of videos, but you're going to have to make a choice in 2021, and that is, am I going to believe the report that's out there, or am I going to believe the word of the Lord? Am I going to have a word which comes from God? And how do you know when you're getting a word from God? Well, first of all, you have 66 books there, 1,189 chapters. You have a lot to choose from, but then how does it become more than just a Christian smorgasbord or something that we just pop open and put our finger on it and play Christian roulette? Bible scriptural roulette. But it is that thing that He begins to, as you begin to move into His presence, as you begin to seek Him, He says that if you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. There's that idea. The heart is interchangeable with this idea of your spirit. If with the core of all that you are, you reach out towards me, you look for me, you search for me, you call upon me while I may be found, He says, and you look with all of your heart, then you what? Find me. You find me. You connect with me. You can receive from me. And so this is when the Lord speaks a word, it could be as simple as fear not. It could be something where He just takes a scripture and highlights it. It jumps off the page and it just begins to minister to your spirit and speaks to you. But you have to always make this choice. We have faith in God. Believe His word. The Bible tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Get it into your ears. Get it into your life. Let your eyes move across the pages. You have all of the audio and video. We have stuff available from the church constantly. Some of you have testified that that every morning on YouTube or Facebook, you listen to a 10-minute devotion with Pastor Doug. Maybe it's not me. Maybe I'm not your cup of tea or coffee in the morning, but somebody else, or maybe it needs to be in the evening. There are so many resources. There are so many devotionals and things that you can set to automatically remind you and then hear and just put that word into you, because what happens? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Down in your spirit, everybody on the planet Earth, whether they're born again or not, there is faith lurking in there. Life doesn't work without faith. What happens is we have this amazing capacity, this a great gift to believe. Disney sings about it. These things can happen if you believe. Now, the problem is it's misplaced. What if we got first things first and we decided that in 2021, I'm going to believe God's word. I'm going to believe. I'm going to release my spirit into the place of, even if it doesn't make sense to my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions, I'm going to go drink of this water. I'm going to go and I'm going to suspend my disbelief. I'm going to suspend fear. I'm going to press past it. And I'm going to go to the Word of God, and I'm going to hear, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to hear His voice. I'm going to seek Him until I hear that still small voice of the Spirit. And then when He speaks, I'm going to respond in belief. And here's how everyone will know, I will know, and God will know that I believe, because I will act as if that is so. You know, we do that with traffic signals all the time. How many of you didn't walk to church this morning but drove? Right. How many of you realize you exercised faith your whole way here? It started out. You've heard me say this many times. I'm going to say it one more time. Somebody might be watching by video. Maybe it'll strike you in a way that has never struck you before, that because we learn by repetition. You set your alarm, something on your phone or something on your watch or something on your bedstand, and you believed that that would function. Now, your belief didn't make it function, but because you trusted it, you went to sleep. Now, how many of you have had an untrustworthy alarm clock? Have you ever experienced that? Yeah. I had an untrustworthy alarm clock that if you didn't pull it out just right, it may or may not go off. Now, I don't know about you, but if I have an important thing to go to in the morning, I'm going to have a hard time going to sleep if I don't trust my alarm clock. I would suggest if you don't trust your alarm clock that you get a new one and test it and then relax, right? Then relax. Why? You can't go to sleep at night and relax if you're not sure that your alarm clock's going to work, right? Now, how many of you have ever had a battery in your car that was a little bit iffy? You know what I mean? It's like I could go another week or two, and I think I can make it last, because nobody wants to go plunk down $70 to $120 for a new car battery. And so I used to do things when I was a young poor man and a poor man with kids, and that was I had a car with a standard. I'd back it into a parking space on a hill. Why? Because if you just parked smart, you didn't have to worry about getting a new battery. You could just look around, put in the clutch, coast down the street, pop the clutch out. Boom, here we go. Now I got to go find another place. I made sure that everywhere I went, I could park on a hill so I could jump start that car myself, right? Or extra long car batteries, you know, battery. Now, back in that day, I would have invested in one of those little jump starters that they have at the used car lots. I would have just kept that bad boy charged up and have it in my trunk, because I know something. I'm going to end up going somewhere where I can't park on a hill. That's all right. I got the jump starter. And speaking of starters, how many of you ever had a car that had a problem? It had a loose, it's something that didn't connect somewhere in there, and every once in a while it couldn't start because there was a dead spot on your flywheel and there was a tooth missing right there, and it would go zzzz, but it couldn't start the car. I had a car that had that, and I'd put it in gear, and I'd just push back and pop the clutch, and it would make that flywheel turn. All I had to get was two teeth. Then I'd get in, boom, and I'd go, and off I would go. I had confidence in my ability to get that flywheel turned enough to get that bad boy started. So I slept like a baby at night because I had confidence. But now if you can get in your car and you got gas, a starter, and a battery that works, and your car starts, your alarm has gone off properly, now you're going to have to go down through some traffic signals. And how many of you believe that when it's showing you red, it's showing the other guy green or yellow? Right? Wouldn't it be terrible if it was showing you green and showing the other guy green too? You have confidence in engineers and traffic signal constructors that that signal is working. And you constantly operate with faith. You make it all the way to the church that we're going to be here. The lights are going to be on. We're all going to be here like we said we would be. And you drive in, and very rarely do I suspect you drive in and go, oh, whew, oh, they're here. Oh, wow. But you drive in expecting to see us. Why? Because all of our alarm clocks are going to work. We're going to have gas in our cars. Our starter is going to work. You see how much faith is involved every day in your life? Now the question is, in whom are you trusting? In whom are you believing? We've demonstrated that we're willing to put our trust in iPhones and cell phones or flip phones or something that has an alarm on it, or traffic signal directors or designers or computer programmers. We have confidence in highway designers that bridge is going to actually carry me over the lake. On and on and on. Isn't it about time that we had at least that much, but perhaps more, in the Creator of the universe, who loves us, who has made a way of salvation for us, who has a plan for success for us within His kingdom, and can roll away our sins, forgive them, and separate them from us as far as the east is from the west, and has a wonderful, awesome, tremendous plan for our life that is better than anything we can ask or imagine. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. So let this be a time when no longer do we have our easily misplaced faith. Trust in me less. Trust in other people less. Trust in your government less. Trust in the press less. Amen? I'm going to tell you some things to trust less in. Have less confidence in those things. But let's raise the confidence level where we say in 2021, here's what I'm going to do in my spirit. I'm going to have faith in God. God helping me. I'm going to place my faith in nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Give the Lord another hand clap right there. Faith. How about this one? Hope. Turn to your neighbor and say hope. There's just something about that word hope. Why so downcast, O my soul, David would say, but put your hope in God. What is hope? Hope is an amazing sense of the future is going to be okay. Hope is like the opposite of dread. Right? Now, I remember as a kid having the speaker come on in the room and the voice of the secretary that worked for the principal comes on. Just always made a noise when it turned on. It just scared you half out of your seat right there. And then would say to the teacher, could you please ask, and then the name of the student, to come down to the office, please. Now, it could be all kinds of things. It could be the mom was there to take him to the dentist. The dad was there to take him to the doctor. Whatever was going on. But we always assumed the worst. Whenever that came on, and they would say, Mrs. Berkey, could you send Doug Martin down to the office? All of my other friends would sit there going, oh, what'd you do? I began to immediately search all of the sins in my life. Oh, what? I'm trying to remember. I know the rule on the playground is you're not supposed to run to the door but walk. I think I walked fast. I wonder what I'm about to be nailed for. And I would go down that hallway and I would shuffle. I would make that walk take as long as possible and then go in and finally turn that knob and open the door slowly and walk in. And there with the secretary, and she'd always greet you like this. It didn't matter if you were there to get a whack or get an early dismissal. It's always, "Hi, Doug, how are you? Mr. Wyatt would like to speak with you." "Oh, no. What did I do?" Sometimes she would say, "Don't worry, it's nothing bad." Why? Because you didn't want to be summoned to the principal's office. But hope looks like this. When the loudspeaker comes on and they call your name, you go down happily, walking, skipping to the office. There must be some great thing in store for me. I have been blessed. The principal has summoned me to his office. I wonder what kind of thing he has for me today. That's hope. It's not dread. It's not a shuffling step going towards your nemesis. But it is a something that comes from your spirit. It has to come from your spirit that is always optimistic. It's a hope that says, "Wow, there's something great here." It's kind of like the little boy who was excitedly digging on a manure pile. His grandfather said, "What are you looking for?" He said, "With a manure pile this big, there's got to be a pony under here for Christmas." That's hope. That's hope. Everybody else sees a manure pile and they're avoiding it. You're in the middle of it digging, saying there's got to be something wonderful here. Most people will look at you and say, "You're crazy," but that's exactly the point. You're irrational. And you would say, "Yes, because there's something that is in my spirit that says, I've got a feeling everything is going to be all right. I've got a feeling no matter how fearful 2020 was, and in hindsight, how many terrible things have happened to people and to this country and to health and everything else. As I go into 2021, I have got to go in amongst a bunch of people who have lost hope. I'm going into 2021 with a divine calling upon my life that of all people upon the earth and in this country, I can be somebody who looks to 2021 with hope in my spirit. Because I'm not looking upon the last year. And past things have not an indicator of future results. They tell you that about finances all the time. And we don't look to 2020 and say, if it was that bad, 10 times worse in 2021. No. We must be a people who allow hope to rise in our heart because hope has a sense of God's future. We can look with reality to what happens without God, but we can also look into the Word of God and have a fuel for our fire of hope. Something lights up in our spirit and we say, "I know in whom I trust. I know who I believe. So my hope is secure in Him. My sense of the future is no matter what happens, somebody's got me in His hand. No matter what happens, I'm the apple of His eye. No matter what happens, He has made a covenant with me because His Son, I know His Son. I have believed His Son. My life is hidden in the Son. I know Him. And now I'm going to walk with a hope in the future. I have a hope in the future." Jeremiah said that to a group of people who were going off into captivity. He said, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. I have plans to enlarge you, to make you better, to bring you into the place that I've defined for you. I don't have plans for destroying you." Those that are walking through life thinking that God's looking for some reason and an opportunity to make you miserable, brother, sister, if God was interested in doing that, you would be in the deepest despondency and misery with no hope. But He has not come to take away from you hope. He has come to bring to you hope. He has come to birth hope in your spirit. He's come to download hope from heaven and put it down into your spirit here upon the earth so you can walk around with the touch of the kingdom of heaven upon your life. And while others feel that the future is hopeless, you look towards 2021 and say, "I am hopeful because I know that God is able to do anything. With Him, nothing shall be impossible. And I know that with Him, I have placed my hope in Him." and he shall not fail me. His word shall not fail, so I can look to the future, not with dread, but with hope. After all, the wisest man in the Bible, short of Jesus, Solomon, said, hope deferred makes the heart sick. How many of you know that we're living amongst a bunch of people with heart sickness? They have a spirit sickness because there's a deficiency in them. They don't have hope. Everyone in this room should be the most hopeful people in the lives of hundreds of people. We should just glow with hope. There should be a spiritual sense about our life, an aroma like a scentsy. That your aroma is hope. That when you walk into a situation, it's not dread, but it's hope. God can do something positive here. We don't have to look to the future with dread, but we can look to the future with hope. Yes, the world will say that's crazy. Yes, the world will say that's unrealistic. But that's not what the Word of God says. He's looking for some people who will say, who's with me? Who's going to walk into the future, no matter what it may unfold to you, with a hope in Him? How many of you say amen to that? Amen. Number three. How you like this? Those other two are kind of build up and move to this. And by the way, hope and faith are temporary dealing with this world. But faith becomes sight. And hope becomes met when the future becomes the present. And there is no more future. But when we love, we do something that's always appropriate all the time with everybody. Don't you like that one? Have you ever dealt with being appropriate? You know, there are certain times it's appropriate to laugh. Usually not in the middle of a funeral. There are certain situations that sometimes strike you funny, but you know it's not appropriate to laugh. And so you go, because you don't want to get in trouble. Because there's always somebody. How many of you know that you have mismanners somewhere in your life that's always there to let you know? You know, that's really not appropriate. That's one reason that God had me marry. So I'd always have somebody with me kind of go. You know, sometimes you can find the accelerator, no problem. But you need some people to help you find the brake, right? And so sometimes we just need those resources in our life that kind of go. Give you that signal, right? To kind of say, I know what you're thinking. Don't do it. Don't do it. But here's the deal. When it comes to the love of God, there's never an appropriate time to stop it. It doesn't matter whether they're born again or not. It doesn't matter whether they love Jesus or not. It doesn't matter whether they're friend or foe. It doesn't matter their age. It doesn't matter the language. It doesn't matter their station in life. It is always appropriate and shall forevermore always be appropriate to love people with the love of God. But how many of you know there are some people who are challenging love? We need the love of God to be radiated into our spirit. We need to receive that love and we need to pour out that love. Great love of God. And let me just let you know this right now. You ain't got it. You and I don't have it. We don't have the love of God. We can't conjure that up out of our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. We can't just bear down and decide, you know what? I'm going to love that person. No. It's something that has to be released from heaven, received as a gift from heaven, and then given away. But here's the great news. As you go into 2021, this is going to be a year for your spirit. Say, Lord, would you release me into God's kind of passion? Be honest about it and say, you see that person right there, Lord? I didn't mean to point at you, Cindy. Of all people in the room that we can love easy, it's you. I just point right back at Cindy. She's going to go home going, he pointed at me. I just wanted to, didn't want, or you, Jerry. Or right behind you to Joyce and Jason. Okay? But we can point to people in our life and be honest with the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, you're asking me to love them. You've called me to love them. You've given me an imperative to love them. But I struggle with loving that person because of their personality, because of their demeanor, because of the way they, their rough exterior, because of this or because of that. We can always fill in the blank, those people that are hard to love. And here's what his response is, do you think that maybe you would allow me to give you a revelation of how I feel about them? How many of you sign up for that one? It's okay. Be honest with the Lord. He knows your heart. You can't hide anything from him. And when you finally line up with that honesty, he's going, I've been waiting for you to be honest about that. I don't know how many times I've gone to him and said, Lord, this is a person right here. You've asked me to love them. I don't have the goods. He said, thank you for being honest with me. You come to the moment of truth. Oh, angels sang and rejoiced in heaven. I didn't hear them. But then he infuses into my spirit. He gives me a revelation. He gives me a glimpse. He gives me just a touch of his heart for them. I couldn't handle the whole thing. But he gives me just a download. And when he does, I discover God's passion for that person. And you know what happens when you see somebody with the passion of God? You don't see all of those other things anymore. They're just overwhelmed. You see how God feels about them, and love is that resource that he gives you that is meant to be invested in people. That's what it's for. It's for investing in broken and hurting and rough and callous and different people. It's a download from heaven that is supernatural. It's spiritual. So the Apostle Paul says, these three remain. They endure. They're foundational. They continue. So how many of you want to have a good foundation going into 2021? And set that foundation. You know what? I'm going to make sure that in my spirit, I'm set for 2021. I'm going to do these three spiritual things. I'm going to come to him and I'm going to say, God, I need to have faith in you. I have it misplaced. Maybe your prayer is, Lord, I've been trusting other people. I've been trusting the political system. I've been trusting my favorite reporters. I've been trusting all of these other resources. I've been trusting my knowledge. I've been placing my trust in things that up to now hasn't really seemed to fail me, but it's failing me. I've placed my trust in my physical health. I've placed my trust in my medical doctor. But Lord, I need to place my faith in you. Spiritual. That's a tough one. That's the tough selling point. I need to place my hope in your future for me, not my image of my future for me. Then I need to place my hope in you. And I need to release through me your love, your faith, this faith that you can release towards you, this hope that can come from my spirit, this love that can come from my spirit and can take me into a new year. How many of you are ready for a new year? With the help of God, you're ready for the new year. In the presence of God, you're ready for the new year. With the grace of God, aren't you glad you don't have to go into 2021 without the grace of God? He's there ahead of us. He's the timeless one. He's there before we ever get there. It's not overwhelming to him. It's not going to blow his mind or cause him consternation. He's inviting you and I into a future with him. With faith, hope, and love, and these three things remain, endure, stand the test, and carry you through. In Jesus' name, could you stand to your feet this morning? This is my late Christmas present to you, 8 minutes before 11. How many of you just have that sense, I need God to do something in my spirit? Do you just have that sense? So let's just lift some hands towards heaven and say, Lord, we stand before you here at the end of 2020. We can look behind us. Wow. What challenges. We can look across our nation. We can see what's going on politically, what's going on personally. We can see the joblessness. We can see people who have lost loved ones. We can look back and we can see a landscape of struggle, of uprootedness and instability. Let that be an impetus, Lord, something in our life that says, that reveals where we've been trusting, where we shouldn't be trusting, where we've been hoping when we shouldn't be hoping there, and where we've been withholding our love and making it conditional. Lord, we need a download from you. We need a revelation from you. We need resources from you. There's no shortage. You have it. You're looking for us to see our need, our lack, our want, and our inability, and to receive a download from you that we can go forward. We, of all people, need to go forward and press into this new year with faith, with hope, and with a new sense of the passion for God and the passion of God for those around us. Light us up, we pray, Lord. Download this to us. Facilitate this to us. Holy Spirit, our misplaced trust, we pull it back. We place it in Him who cannot fail. Our hope, we place in you and your heart and your plans for the future that you have for us. Our love, we invest in you and in those who know nothing about the amazing, spectacular love of God. Flow it through us, we pray. Instill it upon us. Flow it through us and upon us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord's grace and peace be upon you. And if we don't see you before, then some I'll see on Tuesday. But until then, see you next year. The Lord bless you as you go into 2021.